Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events in and around the natural state. Kim is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everyone is having a great day, and we are about to take a look at some events going on the last weekend in December through the first weekend of January, or through January 1st.
Right.
So this is our last one for 2016,
yeah.
So let me just now wish everyone a very happy and prosperous and safe 2017. On January 1st, Arkansas State Parks throughout the natural state will be hosting first-day hikes and special events aimed at starting off 2017 by getting outdoors. Now, our friends at Jacksonport State Park near Newport is hosting first-day hiking into the past on January 1st, inviting visitors to celebrate New Year's Day 2017 by joining the park staff at Jacksonport for a special hike along the Tunstall Riverwalk. What better way to kick off those New Year resolutions by spending an hour or two with friends, enjoying nature's beauty, and learning the history of the White River? The hiking area is very level, and breaks can be taken if needed at any time. You can bring bottled water, snacks, binoculars, cameras, and birding books if you'd like to identify the birds. Now, the Tunstall Riverwalk is a great place to see woodpeckers and northern cardinals. The 1.2-mile walk is level and maintained year-round. This trail is appropriate for all ages. It runs along the White River and is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful trail. Now, as I mentioned, the majority of our Arkansas state parks will be hosting special first-day events. So wherever you happen to be, most likely, the nearest Arkansas state park will be offering a fun, family-friendly event. So a great way to get out on New Year's Day 2017 and enjoy the beauty of our Arkansas state parks.
Yeah.
Now, through February, you should really take some time to check out the visiting trumpeter swans at Magnus Lake near Heber Springs. A wintering population of trumpeter swans descends on Magnus Lake every November. Now, it is a scientific mystery as to why more than 100 of these birds flock to Heber Springs from their Midwestern homes, but they do, and their arrival makes for an exciting birding experience. So they should be visiting through February. So this would be a great weekend to get out and go and visit these beautiful swans. And finally, through January 8th, it's the 48th Annual Collector Show and Sale at the Arkansas Arts Center in Little Rock. The New York gallery scene returns to Little Rock in the 48th Annual Show. Works are curated from a variety of New York galleries. All works in the show are for sale, making this the perfect opportunity for seasoned collectors to add to their collections or for new collectors to enter the field. And if you've not been to the Arkansas Arts Center lately, you should definitely go because they always have wonderful exhibits and wonderful special events. Now, to find out more about these events or anything going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of 2016 and have a wonderful and safe 2017.
All right. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.